This audio version of Weiss's Concise Trustee Handbook is brought to you by WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. Be sure to also read the handbook for any info not included in the audio files. For private entertainment use only, the information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, operating with lawful money knowledge, and allodial title of property knowledge. Trust basics. First, it must be understood that any trust, regardless of the many designations applied to them, is, in its most basic sense, a property interest held by one person, the trustee, at the request of another, the settlor, for the benefit of a third party, the beneficiary. See footnote 4. The classification applied to a trust is based primarily upon its mode of creation, in which it may be created either by act of a party or by operation of the law. In the case of the former, trusts are divided into two types, express or implied. Without getting into the various subclasses of express and implied trusts, the basic difference between one created by express act of a party and one created by implied act of a party is that the former is stated fully in language, oral or written, while the latter is inferred solely from the conduct of the parties. These are very generalized definitions so presented for want of space, since there are many intricacies concerning the true meaning of the term implied. It has been shown that, in a sense, the classification of express trust can only be applied based on what is implied by the language of the instrument which created the trust. See footnote 5. So, we won't get into that. Our focus is on a particular written express trust type, and even though the above definition is essentially accurate, it does little to define the express trust as it is known in its fullest sense under the protections of the common law. This audio file was brought to you by WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. Visit WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining allodial title of property.